All right, welcome back. We take you, of course, till a little bit after 4 o'clock, and we'll have Chris Long join us here at the bottom of the hour. He'll have his picks like he does every week in college football and the NFL. And, of course, if you want to reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can always reach out to us anytime you're listening to the podcast at 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the program. The Portland Trailblazers story is really amazing to me, because when you are not confident in what you're doing in life, and if you're in business, or you're doing, or you're in a game, or you're in the middle of a poker tournament, like some of these folks are here, or whatever, and you go through a lull, you go through a bad moment, what do you panic? What do you lose your lunch at that moment and you get all flustered? No, you got to figure things out. And you got to hunker down a little bit and try to rely more. Look at Brian Flores. In his first two games as a Dolphins coach, he lost by 7,000 points. He easily could have looked at everybody and said, wow, guys, everything we were teaching in the offseason, in mini camps and training camp and the preseason, we got to change it all. Did he do that? No, dude. He stayed on course. He stayed with the same message because he believed that what he was doing was right. And guess what? He was right, because the team got gradually better. Certain individuals have improved, and the team has improved to the point that they're now competitive in games and now even winning games. There was conviction. The Miami Heat have done things away, the Riley way, for 25 years. And even when they have James Johnson and then they sign Whiteside and they give Dion Waiters that stupid-ass contract, they have stayed their course. They made their mistakes, and now they are overcoming their mistakes, and they're coming out of the abyss finally. And in another year, they will be able to get rid of those salaries after the 20 season. Not this season, but the next season. And then they'll be able to then have all the cap space and the flexibility and everything that they need to be as competitive as possible. But they stay their course. Spoelstra stays his course. They have confidence in what they're doing. Brian Flores has confidence in what he's doing. Do you think the Portland Trailblazers, a team that's won 50-plus games year in and year out, you've got one of the best tandems at guard with Lillard and McCullough, because they are one of the three best pairs of backcourt guys in the league. You would figure that you would stay the course and that you will be fine and you'll get your center back from injury eventually. And then you can put Whiteside on the bench or trade him away or discard him or whatever. It's an expiring contract. And you'll get through it. The Portland Trailblazers panicked so badly that they signed Carmelo Anthony yesterday to a contract. Do you know how stinking desperate you've got to be to sign that dude to a contract? Doesn't play defense, doesn't play team ball, doesn't really shoot well anymore, not the great scorer he used to be. He's not willing to play a role at times. I know he says all the right things now because he's been humbled being out of the game for a year. But this is a guy that has never, ever been a team player. This is a guy that the good Lord above gave him an incredible gift, and he never polished up that diamond to be as shiny as possible. It's a diamond, but it's got some rough edges. It may have a little crack inside, all that, because he was lazy. All he wanted to do, was shoot. That's it. I don't want to learn how to play defense. I don't want to learn how to rebound. I don't want to learn how to dish, how to get everybody else involved. I don't want to become a team player. It's all about me. ISO, and that's it. That's a bunch of crap. And the fact that the Portland Trail Blazers had no conviction in this season and have pivoted and think that guy is a savior in any way, shape, or form for your team is asinine. It just shows me that you didn't know what you were doing from the get-go. You had no confidence in what you were doing. And the first speed bump, you panic. Hey, I think the Heat started like 2-7, right, with the big three. No panic. You get through it. You don't go trading away your players and panic and start grabbing somebody else and bring them. No, man. You stay the course. You figure it out. You get it done. Carmelo Anthony is your answer? Are you out of your mind? And where does that make any sense whatsoever? And scoring really should not be the issue for you. Maybe as a team, you're not playing good enough defense. Now, we are talking about a franchise that trades for Hassan Whiteside and signs Carmelo Anthony. I mean, if there aren't any, if you want to see signs that your franchise is going to absolute crap, all you got to do is look at those two signs right there. I mean, in Portland, if you thought things were going well because you got Lillard and McCullough, yeah, you're right. They were going pretty well. You got the center's all right too. Nurkic, right? But give me a break, dude. You're going to go sign Whiteside, and now you're going to bring in Carmelo Anthony. Really? Whiteside and Melo are the answers and saviors to your franchise. My Lord, if that was the Miami Heat doing those two moves, do you know the rip job that I would be giving Riley right now? I mean, I rip him already as it is for the Whiteside contract as it is. And the Dion Waiters one, too, drives me crazy. I don't know. I think Riley was on drugs or something. I think he was hypnotized by Mrs. Cleo. I don't know. Something happened with Riley. He had bitter beer face for too long. I don't know what other old reference I can use. Maybe he got hit in the head in basketball way too much, and the symptoms kicked in now. And then he started making some bad decisions. I don't know what happened to Riley. I can't explain it. Because he did everything that was un-Riley-like for a couple of years. And this year with the Portland Trail Blazers, oh my Lord. Are you kidding me? If you're a Portland Trail Blazers fan, if some of you out there happen to be watching or listening to the podcast and you happen to live in Portland listening to this podcast, I don't know if Portland's in our top 50 cities. I don't think it is, actually. But if you're in Portland right now, I don't know how you can have any confidence in the people running that organization. When you lean a Whiteside and Melo, forget it, man. You've lost it. You're off your rocker. You should not be running a basketball organization whatsoever.
Just to remind you, one day, Spokane, Washington did chime in highly. Do you recall that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but that's Portland, Oregon, not Spokane, Washington.
Well, I'm just talking about in the same geographical right next door. They got, you know, those California redwoods in the rainy,
right,
dreary, you know, type of atmosphere.
No, I got you.
You know, the same, you know, general area.
Let me see if I could see the cities here right now.
So, it's not too far-fetched to think we don't have some people in Portland.
And kudos to Fort Lauderdale passing Hollywood on the downloads. Man, Hollywood was locked in at the number two spot. I mean, Miami owns it. Forget it. But Hollywood was in front of Fort Lauderdale from day one, and we're only in our third month right now of doing this. Pompano's four, Gainesville. Gainesville is the fifth highest downloading city in front of Hialeah. How is Gainesville in front of Hialeah? Orlando, New York, Palm Beach Gardens, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Boca, Denver, Pensacola, Kissimmee, Port St. Lucie. I'm not going to read them all. Let me see if Portland happens to be in our, because they only give you 50 on the SoundCloud deal here, so I can track them. Now, there's nothing. There's no Portland. Although in England, they chime in at Watford, a city in England. Watford is number 47. How about that? Thanks to our English folks out there. Those,
if you remember, Martin had told us that there's a whole bunch of little dolphin clubs around.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, dolphins are huge in Europe, man. And in London, they are enormous. No doubt. Oh, yeah. So there you go. How about that? All right, Chris Long is going to join us. We're going to talk a little wager, baby. You know, we want to give you a little edge on the competition there. And he will join us like he does every week from winwithsports.net, give you an opportunity to win a little money. What else do we have here before we go on the break? This might be one of those days where I actually end up talking about everything that I wanted to talk about on the show, which is like ridiculous.
Cutting room floor is going to feel very lonely, bro.
Yeah, dude. Oh, actually, I do have one story that I haven't gotten to. You know what? I'll save that story. I do have one more story, and it's our boy Adam Gase. So you know what? I'll save that Adam Gase story. Maybe we'll have it in between after we talk. What's it called? To Chris Long, and before we talk to John, Dolphin president for the Dolphin Club in Orlando, I'll tell you that story about Adam Gase and the Jets. What the hell? That one's, I mean, listen, every opportunity we get to have some fun at the expense of Adam Gase, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to do that.
He is an easy target.
Oh, come on. Gotta do that, man. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, Chris Long, winwithsports.net is going to join us. We'll talk a little point spreads next.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
Welcome back.
We take you to a little bit after 4 o'clock here on the program. Remember, you can always reach out to us on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, which is 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the program and send us a question, a comment, a complaint, maybe even a compliment. Once in a while, we get those things called compliments, which is really odd when we get compliments. I never really understand that, but I appreciate it immensely. I mean, you know, the fact that you're sending us compliments, that's a beautiful thing. Chris Long, he deserves plenty of compliments because he kicks ass. With, of course, winwithsports.net. You can always reach out to him anytime, baby, and that's easy. 866-258-7060. That's 866-258-7060. And how was it yesterday? Were you swinging for the fences and the Browns?
Yeah, of course we were, man. I mean, that was, you know, again, we come here on the weekend and we like to have fun. And you need to be able to come aboard and get plays like that. We absolutely loved the Browns yesterday. We're not a big fan of Mason Rudolph. And we got -2.5 on a team that we think is better. And we have Mason Rudolph and the Steelers who, you know, they're trying, but they're just not as good without Big Ben. Connor's banged up, and we love the Browns, and we fired away on it. But, you know, you don't want to hear about that because that was yesterday. But you do need to sign up if you want to get the latest and greatest information.
That's right. And that's why you need to go to winwithsports.net and call them, 866-258-7060. That's 866-258-7060 if you want to get the edge there. All right, let's start off on Saturdays. And let's go with Michigan and Michigan State.
Yeah, so here's a team. I've ridden Michigan State a couple of times this year, and it's cost me money. I'll just lay the cards out on the table. Had a bad read with Michigan State. You know, they came into this year with a returning starter quarterback, 18 returning starters, and a team that beat Oregon in a bowl game last year. And you see how good Oregon is. I had a lot of hype for them. Coaching staff, I hate that coaching staff. They play to their level of competition. They never blow teams out. They keep it close to the vest. They have a great defense, a terrible offense. I don't know what's going on with Lewerke. I really thought returning at QB would be big for them, and I thought they had national title aspirations, but they don't. But it's too many points, Big O. I mean, it's 14 points. I'm taking 14 points in one of the biggest rivalries out there, Big Ten special, Michigan, Michigan State. No matter how good or bad your record is each and every year, you are getting up for this one. And I just don't see Harbaugh's Michigan team winning by more than 2 touchdowns. It's just, I don't see it. I see a huge effort from Michigan State. I wouldn't be shocked if they won the game. But the beauty of this is, Big O, I don't have to win the game. I just got to stay within 2 touchdowns. So Michigan State plus the 14.
All right. You're going to go with D'Antonio and 14 points in Michigan State. All right. Oregon State versus Arizona State. And Arizona State is favored by 3. Your thoughts on this one?
Again, another one where I had a little bit of a misread in the beginning with Arizona State. I'm not a big fan of Herman Edwards. I thought it was a terrible hire. He did have them playing well, but I just, again, I don't see it. Oregon State, sneaky good lately. When they play mediocre teams, they usually beat them. Their only 2 losses in their last 5 games was against Washington and Utah, 2 really, really good teams. I mean, Washington has a phenomenal defense. They've been a letdown, but they are a good team. I got a team that I'm playing. I'm at home. I'm taking a field goal. I've been able to beat mediocre teams. I've been averaging about 32 points a game. It's hard to run on Arizona State, but you can throw on them. And Oregon State, that's what they do. They throw the ball. Give me the better team, and I'm getting points, and I'm at home. They're playing a team that they can beat. They're not playing one of, you know, they're not playing the Oregons and the Utahs and the Washingtons. They're playing a middle of the pack, Pac-12 team. They will get this victory. Oregon State plus a three.
All right. You're going to go Oregon State. Here we go. Let's move on to the NFL now with Chris Long, winwithsports.net, 866-258-7060. Baltimore and the Texans. What do you think about this one?
All right, Bigo, before we go to Baltimore and the Texans, again, we like to have fun. We like to give winners. We like to screw around with dolphin talk and whatnot, and I do give you some winners on here. But the goods are when you give me a call, when you get on the client plays, when you get on the plays that I am putting my money behind. I'm going to tell you a quick story about last Sunday. I get a phone call, and someone tells me, hey, Chris, get to the computer. I said, why, what's up? He said, Matt Stafford's not playing. Get on this game. Get on it now. It was three, I believe, when this came out. Three and a half, four, four and a half, five, five and a half, six, six and a half. Touch seven in a couple of spots. Guess what, Big O? The game landed right on seven. I mean, most of the people should have won no matter what. But these are the kind of phone calls when I get, the first thing I do is alert my customers, and then I bet it myself. In that order, I will let my customers know, and then I will bet it. We got the Stafford information. You're not going to get that on a radio show for free. You're not going to get that kind of info. You got to come to me on the website, winwithsports.net, or over the phone, 866-258-7060. So I just wanted to throw that in there. That's the stuff that you get with the paid service. You know, laid three, close seven, win comfortably. So, all right, which game were we talking about?
We're going to go to the pros now. We're going to go to Baltimore and the Texans, my friend.
Okay, so here we go. Two of the most electric quarterbacks and two guys that I really like, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson. I mean, talk about watching them play quarterback is just a beauty to watch. And also, what do they have in common there, Big O? Mitch Trubisky was picked ahead of both of them. Jesus Christ, I mean, really, come on. But anyway, Baltimore's defense is not your father's Ravens. It's not your 2001 Trent Dilfer Ravens defense. They're a different style. They outscore you. Lamar Jackson outscores you. Same thing with the Texans. Deshaun Watson, he's got Will Fuller back, and he makes a difference. He has a case of the drops, but boy, can Will Fuller, can he stretch the field? I don't know. I think he's like a 4-2-1-40 guy. But when he catches it, I mean, he's open all the time. No J.J. Watt. I got some cluster injuries in the defensive backfield. I look for a shootout here, man. I'm going over, points galore. This will also be good for you fantasy guys. Put your Texans and your Ravens in there. We're looking for a boatload of points, Big O.
All right, so we're going over 51, Baltimore and Texans. All right, we're going to go Bears. They are the dog here. The Rams are favored by 6.5. Bears taking on the Los Angeles Rams. Your thoughts on this one?
Okay, this is a hold-your-nose special. This means it really stinks, but we have to bet it. The numbers just point to it. We do have the Rams, a three-point favorite in this spot. We don't have them as a 6.5-point favorite. I mean, a couple weeks ago, the Bears, they were playing at Philly, and the line was 5. Philly was 5, and now I'm getting a full touchdown, 6.5, 7 against the Rams. We have Philly rated higher than the Rams. We think Jared Goff has regressed immensely. Usually injuries, you know, play a part. We don't pick too apart on one injury. But when you have a cluster of injuries like the Rams do, we know Gurley's banged up. Brandon Cooks is going to miss. Their offensive line is banged up. This is not the Rams that beat the Chiefs 54-51 last year on Monday Night Football. That team is long gone. This is a pedestrian offense. Plays great defense. The Bears still play great defense. And the one thing about Goff, he's terrible against pressure. He'll beat up on bad teams, and he'll just fall apart against the good teams. We're taking almost a touchdown. We're going to take the 6.5 points with the Bears. We rated it at 3. Maybe they can win the game, but we see this as like a 24-21, Big O.
All right, there you go, 24-21. So we're going to go with Bears plus 6 versus the Rams. I like that one because the Rams aren't playing well, and that Bears defense I think will keep it close. I'm with you there. Arizona and the Niners. The Niners, obviously, they lost their undefeated streak last week with Seattle. They are now hosting Arizona, and they are favored by a lot of points, my man. 11.5 points right now that the Niners are getting. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and this is a rerun of a game we saw about 3 weeks ago. This game was played in Arizona. The 49ers, you know, they opened up around a 7-point favorite. They got as high as 9.5, 10. But if you watch that game, Arizona played with them. I think they lost by 3. I don't have it written down, but I think they lost by 3. It was either a Thursday or a Monday Night Football because I remember watching it at the Hard Rock. But it was a 3-point game. And Arizona looked like they belonged. They shut down the run. You know what happened that game, Big O? They got torched by two people. Kittle and Emmanuel Sanders. That's who they got torched by. Guess who's not playing in this game? Kittle and Emmanuel Sanders. Right. So the two guys that really hurt them are not there. They're also missing Joe Staley. I think Robbie Gould, their kicker, is going to be out again. Again, cluster injuries. You know, two of your most dynamic playmakers. Two of your starters on the offensive line. I got Kyler Murray. You know, am I saying he's going to win the Super Bowl or is he an MVP? No. But guess what Kyler Murray has? He's got the ability to move the ball, and this means backdoor touchdowns. This means late fourth quarter garbage touchdowns. I want a quarterback like that who doesn't quit and can move the ball, again, especially against prevent. This is way too many points. They won by 3 the last time around. They're missing their two most explosive offensive players. And I left out Matt Breida also is not going to play. Talk about explosive. All those guys are out, and I'm taking 11.5 points. It's way too much, Big O.
Yeah,
way too much.
No, and you saw that once they lost Sanders, Garoppolo had trouble moving the ball. They couldn't hang on to the football. They had problems hanging on. I mean, there was a serious drop at wide receiver when once Sanders went on. They didn't even have Kittle in that game. So it became a real problem for them. And, I mean, Garoppolo can only do so much. And, by the way, Mostert, I think, the other running back, isn't playing either, or he's very limited. So they're down to their third back. It'll be Tevin Coleman this week in the backfield. So they are really weak at running back. And remember, Coleman's a guy that's been a part-timer his whole career. He's really not used to carrying the load. That may be a problem also for him. Then again, he could have a good day. You never know, but that's...
Yeah, he was splitting with Freeman over in Atlanta. Exactly. He never carried the load, ever.
Right.
And, you know, like you say, cluster injuries everywhere. Too many points. You know, we had San Fran last week, and they jumped out 10-0 on Seattle. But like you said, when Sanders went down with that little rib injury, their offense just completely fell apart. They couldn't get out of their own way. Too many points, man.
All right, there you go. So he's going to go with Arizona plus 11.5. Remember, you can reach out to Chris at 866-258-7060. The website is winwoodsports.net. Let's go over the picks one more time. Michigan State plus 14, taking on Michigan. Oregon State plus 3, taking on Arizona State. Baltimore and Texans over 51. Go with the Bears plus 6.5 against the Rams. And go with Arizona plus 11.5 at the 49ers. By the way, what do you think about the red-hot Miami Dolphins? Can they make it 3 in a row against a quarterback that can't pass?
You know what? We always love the show with Dolphin Talk. And I was thinking, you remember the movie Major League when the manager says, we won 2 games. You know what that's called? A winning streak. That's all I can think about with this Dolphins. But I'm just happy. You know, we all knew what was going to happen, Big O, but we have proved ourselves right, you and I both, that we fought the world in this tanking crap that kept going around. And we kept telling you, the two of us, against the world, preaching you, they're not tanking. They're not good.
Right.
They're not good, but they're not tanking.
No, they're just
trying.
Young. They're young.
You know, they're young. They're overmatched, but they never gave up. I mean, except for the first 2 games of the year with the Ravens and the Patriots, you know, where they look terrible. But you know what? Those two teams may be playing in the AFC Championship game. So then people were calling it a tank because they lost to those two teams. I mean, they tried. They had Pittsburgh on the ropes. They could have beat Redskins with a 2-point conversion. You know what? It's a process. I love what our coach is doing over here. I love the process. I'm a little upset about the Fitzpatrick trade, but everything else I think was good. Fitzpatrick just didn't fit their system, but he is just he's a generational talent, you know, Minka over there. But I like where we're headed. I told you week after week, if you found that prop, bet that the Dolphins won't go 0-16. We cashed that, and we got another one on top of it. So it's just gravy. You know, this week, you know, I don't know. What do you think? I mean, we beat Brian Hoyer last week.
I think they, as long as, look, they're responsible enough now that they don't make a lot of mistakes. They're one of the least penalized teams in the league. Their defense is actually on third down one of the better defenses in getting off the field. If they're facing a guy that is not a good passer, they now have a shot no matter who they're playing overall, because their offense now can at least produce some points. So if you're playing a Hoyer, a Josh Allen, guys like that, then if you're playing a real quarterback, then I tell you there's a great chance that Miami's going to lose. But if you're not playing a great quarterback and you're just playing a guy, then Miami has a shot. And I think Josh Allen gives Miami a shot. No doubt about it.
I agree with you 100%. And before we go, I just wanted to say a couple of things. You know, and all the idiots that were talking about tanking, you know, they were talking about tank for Tua, tank for Tua, tank for Tua. Well, guess what? Joe Burrow has passed Tua. All right, so you were tanking for a guy that you might not even want. Chase Young, probably number one, or Burrow, number one, 1-2, 1-2. Tua is probably 3 or later. So all the tank for Tua, please shut up, guys. Anyway, good talking to you, and I'll see you later.
You got it, my brother. Be good. There you go. Chris Long, good stuff. Go to the website, winwithsports.net. The number is 866-258-7060. That's 866-258-7060 if you want to get in on the show. Anytime there, you want to get an edge on the competition. There you go. I love it. All right. So he's going with your Bears plus 6.5. How about that?
Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
It's against the Rams. The Rams suck.
No, the Rams. You
they
know
haven't
what?
Played well. That defense will keep it close. It's not a Trubisky thing. It's just they're right now so discombobulated in the Rams that that defense will keep it close, and that's why the Bears will have a shot. I can see why he's taking the points.
Look, we've had a shot at every
that
game.
That makes a lot of sense.
We've been in almost every game.
If the Rams are playing great football, then I understand, but I wouldn't take that bet. But the way he picked it,
look,
makes sense.
The Rams, if Gurley's not rolling, neither is that offense. And why they ever gave Goff all that money, especially that guaranteed number, I'll never understand that.
Well, and the other one, too, Arizona. You know, Arizona's made it interesting throughout the year. That offense could put up points, and San Fran has so many injuries on offense. You saw it last week. They couldn't score. Once Emmanuel Sanders went out, that's it. Dudes were dropping balls left and right. That wide receiving core looked terrible, dude, at that point. I'll take the 11
and
a half.
You think Arizona's going to put 7 or 8 in the box and make Garoppolo beat them?
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Because
they do have a decent running game, but if you got 7 or 8 in the box, man.
It's not Garoppolo. It's make the receivers beat you.
Garoppolo will beat you. He had a lot of drop passes.
A ton.
In that game. Yeah.
Because there's a whole bunch of nobodies there at wide receiver. That's the problem with that team right now. You know, you lost Emmanuel Sanders, and then you lose George Kittle. Forget about it. You're talking about two Pro Bowl type players that you lose, and they have trouble scoring because of that. It's crazy, man. I like those two a lot. Bears plus 6.5, and I love Arizona plus 11.5 because the little guy and that offense, they create enough problems that they have been scoring points. Now, he doesn't put up great stats, but the offense overall does put up some points, and they've made it somewhat interesting in these games.
Timely scoring. And staying in games.
They have like 4 wins, don't they? Or 3 wins or something? I mean,
yeah, but they've been in almost every game.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the thing. There's moments when you need to perform, and they do. They show up. They keep them in the game. Yeah. I got to give Kyle Murray, a little credit there, man.
Yeah, he's
for a rookie, and we were expecting nothing. Let's face it.
He's played better than I expected.
Plus the coaching staff. The coaching staff wasn't much, right?
I'm still terrified of him getting knocked the hell out from a game because he's too small. All right, I promised you before we go to the top of the hour here and we get John on from Orlando, the Dolphin president, I promised you that we were going to talk a little bit about a Jets story because any kind of grief that we can hand Adam Gase, I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, what can I tell you? Quincy Enunwa, who is one of their receivers, he is having some issues with the team because they called him out. And so he went to social media to kind of air their dirty laundry. And this is how the story goes. The Jets circus continued today as the team fined Quincy Enunwa $27,900 for missing treatment this week. And Enunwa is currently on the IR. Okay. Now, he goes, he put this on social media. I normally chill on putting issues on Twitter, but this doesn't sit right with me. And so he shows a picture, and he blacked out a couple of other names on a TV that's there, on a screen. And it says, Quincy Enunwa, player fines. And it says $27,900, mistreatment, 11-18 and 11-11, right? And then he puts above that picture in the caption, he says, given everything that's going on around the team, I thought this could have been handled so many different ways. I've spent my time with the team trying to build myself up to be dependable and hardworking, so this S hurts, right? And then he writes on the thread here. He goes, I missed those 2 days because I took my veteran wife out for Veterans Day lunch and because I had to handle an emergency in my house. I let the team know after the fact, and yes, I should have told them beforehand, but I feel like this was excessive. I'm on the IR trying to get back to play, so I never thought they'd be worried about me missing, but obviously I was wrong. The biggest reason it hurts is that I'm on the IR, and this is the second time in my career, and the doctor told me I have a 50-50 chance of coming back to play. I shouldn't even have to be in that building being reminded every day of what I can't do. The S feels like punishment already, and they fine me the max. And then they want me to continue to do my rehab there, and if I get healthy, they want me then to play for them after. Okay? And he goes, I'm not writing this for sympathy. Never wanted to even say anything. But when multiple teammates are coming to me saying, it's effed up, I don't care to sit on it anymore. And this continues on and on and on, obviously, with the Jets because they've had so many issues. And look, we got a taste of Adam Gase. We know how divisive he is as a coach. It's just one of those things that you cannot avoid with this guy. It is who he is. And it's what he does. And it sucks. But that's what it is. And Johnson, the fact that the owner comes out the other day, or maybe it was 2 days ago. He comes out 2 days ago and says, well, there's not going to be any coaching changes. And Manish Mehta, we had him on our show, and he told you that he didn't think there would be a coaching change because, one, they would have to pay three coaches if they hire another one. Right, because they're be paying Gase, and then they're already paying the former defensive coordinator of the Dolphins. You know who I'm talking about. But anyway, so they would be paying three coaches. They didn't want to do that. And then the other thing is, Chris Johnson went overboard in talking about Adam Gase and what kind of a coach he is and all that good stuff. And he backed him up so much that at this point, he cannot quit on the guy when he hasn't even been coaching for a whole year. He can't quit on him in a half a season, basically, is what Manish was saying. And he was right, because Chris Johnson now has come out to say that he's not going to get fired. Hey, listen, I hope they stay stupid over there. That's fine with me. I'm a Dolphins fan. But this is funny. Because here's a guy that's on the IR. And if he tells you, well, I didn't go to treatment because I took my wife out, who's a veteran, on Veterans Day for lunch or whatever. And, I mean, it's not the biggest deal in the world if he is on the IR. And to fine him $27,000 for that, it's kind of ridiculous. You know what I mean? But if this is the way you want to handle it, if this is the way you want to build your relationship with your players, then go ahead and do it, man. But you're going to end up paying a serious price because this is going to have a trickle-down effect. The other reason you fired Gase now, good coaches are going to say, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Now you'll settle for bad coaches, secondary coaches, because you're a dysfunctional organization. And then if you keep this coach around, do you think free agents are going to think about going to the Jets next year? Of course not. They're not going to want to go to the Jets next year, so that will be a problem for you. Your current players are watching and are a part of that environment, and they're watching how you're treating Quincy Enunwa. And if Enunwa is a liked player in that locker room, you got a real problem. You got a serious problem. If the guy's a jag and he's an idiot and he's a moron, the rest of the team isn't going to care. Even when you cut Antonio Brown, everybody else is saying, I know he's talented, but he's a moron. And they can kind of live with it. Last night, Myles Garrett does that, and it's nobody can excuse it. You're at a point where your quarterback can't excuse it, your coach can't excuse it, your owner can't excuse it, your teammates can't excuse it, because there's no excuse for it. It's the obvious. Same thing here. And that's the environment that you're creating. This is what dysfunction creates. And this is what happens when your owner doesn't know what the hell he's doing. It's ridiculous, man. But more power to the Jets. I'm just saying, have fun with your Jets friends, because they've got to be just absolutely going nuts right now.
Doesn't $27,000 sound like a very strange number to find somebody? No, but you know what I think? I think somebody in the organization wanted a new car and was getting a deal for $27,000, and that's how they came up with that number.
It's whatever. I'm sure that's in some kind of a collective bargaining agreement or something like that. And then I'm sure it goes up in certain percentages, and that's why there's an uneven number.
Oh, that stuff is actually stipulated contract-wise?
I'm sure it is. Okay. I'm sure there's something that's agreed upon with the fines, because then you can't allow them to get crazy, and then they start fining you $500,000. And like, whoa, you can't do that. And that. So I'm sure this has got to be negotiated.
Structured so that the cap, totally makes sense, because, yeah, some people would get stupid.
Right. Yep. No doubt. You're talking about, I mean, this gets better and better every single day. And the fact that the owner is that clueless, it's freaking awesome. It's awesome. And I bet the two brothers have talked to each other. And it's like, what are we going to do? Fire him now and then pay three coaches? You idiot. And this and that, whatever. And they're probably just that phone call between the Johnson brothers must be awesome to listen to. That would be one that I would just want to tap into, just to hear the failure in their voices, the frustration in their voices, and then the shots, and in their brothers. So you know the shots are just juicy. Because when you're within family, you can take all kinds of shots. It's beautiful. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to start hour number five. My man John is going to join us on the other side, the president of the Dolphin Club in Orlando. We'll come back with more right here from Hialeah Park.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit offers and 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground, and truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer, any offer, and you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
Up around 20. 2019 RAV4. Not 30,000, 19,775. Hupri on 2019 Camry LE. Not 26,000, 17,775. Hupri on 2019 Corolla LE. Not 22,000, 12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood. The number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.